Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Second and goal here. Play pass. Stafford looking slow. The 400th touchdown pass of Matthew Stafford's career. History.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Niners get beat 42-26.
Damn!
To the Rams.
That's almost 50.
Yeah. Seven touchdowns, right?
Gotta get 49.
Six touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, you're right.
They have any food? They didn't.
No, six touchdowns to get to 42.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they got, right? I made a mistake, and I corrected myself. Six touchdowns.
Did you hear Evan and Devone over the weekend?
No.
I did. It's a great show and a combo. I was at the gym Saturday. I took a picture for your video, put it on IG. And our guy from this just me being envious, Donnie, because you try to look your best now that we're on YouTube every day. Coach from Vallejo called, the Kuminga guy, our guy. We talked to him about 1,000 times.
He won't be calling today.
Hey, he's called 1,000. We'll get to that. He's called 1,000 times. It's Stoddy. I'm on the elliptical, just minding my business. Coach from Vallejo. And I'm like, okay, it's going to start with Kuminga. They had lost to Denver the night before. And he tells Evan, and I'm not jealous. I'm old. Hey, Evan, you've been hitting that iron. You're looking good in that shirt.
Shut up, Evan.
So I'm thinking Evan's rocking a smedium, showing off his guns, the pythons. So I'm at the gym. I go to YouTube, Stoney. The compliment was so great. Evan's got a long sleeve shirt on. So it's no smedium, but I guess the pythons were popping through. And I stayed about 30 extra minutes at the gym just because he ain't said that about you and I.
I don't lift weights.
Right. Evan, he said, you're looking good pumping that iron. I stayed in the gym about 30 more minutes. Good on you, baby.
You know, one thing I like about working on this show is we motivate each other in different ways. It doesn't have to be purely physical. But
I'm like, damn, coach, that's a hell of a compliment. Anyway, Stoddy, you needed to know that.
You always get mad when Evan or I get complimented and you get left out.
That dude should return his muscles.
Oh, it's envy. It ain't hate. Congratulations, Stoddy. But I stayed extra 30. Thanks, coach. And why would you say he wouldn't call today? Kuminga's not why they've lost in Timber Friday.
I mean, Kuminga. I do love Kuminga. He stunk last night.
He's thinking too much.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, we'll get to it.
Uh-oh.
And he ain't their problem.
Why?
Back
first of all,
Matt.
They're 6-5. they're fine.
How nasty is that? They didn't have an 11-game stretch like that when Jimmy came here. 6-5. Mm-hmm. Miss me.
Yeah, they did. In the postseason.
Yeah.
You got it. Back to Mac.
Can I explain something to you?
Yeah, sure.
About the quarterback situation for the Niners. Let's say Brock Purdy's 80% and Mac Jones is 90%. Okay? Kyle Shanahan believes in that situation that Mac Jones is a better quarterback. That's why he's been playing.
Gotcha.
Now, the minute Brock gets to 90% or wherever Mac Jones is, then I believe Brock will be the quarterback because he is the number one. But as long as Kyle feels like the number two is playing better than the number one and is healthier than the number one, he's going to play the number two. And Kyle Shanahan's the coach, and he'll determine this week, probably, that Brock is now good enough, healthy enough to put out on the field. And he will play probably against Arizona, and they have a good shot to win that game against Arizona. Yeah.
All right.
So, what I can't help you with, what I can't help you with is your sadness that
that's a strong word.
That Brock Purdy healthy might just be marginally better than Mac Jones when he's healthy. I can't help you if you're feeling sadness because of that.
Now, that's funny, and I would never be sad. No, it's the reality of it. And the great John Madden said this, Donnie, years ago, rest in peace, if you got two of one thing, you don't have any. And this whole thing about, I agree with you. I said Mac Jones at one point in his career was better than Brock Purdy. That was coming out of college. I haven't forgotten that. I'm like, that's true. That's real. One got the benefit to get under the Jedi Knight that is Kyle. The other didn't. And now Max made the most of it. Max made him some money. But I'm sitting here telling all the people, if you want to fast forward, Mac Jones has made him some money. And he's probably got him a job from somewhere. The starting job next year might be too soon. But I'm telling you, Steiny, if I broke off the Benjamins for my starting quarterback that is Brock Purdy, there's nothing to see here, and I'm not running from, and I have no reason to tell you I do see it's close, and on some scorecards, it might be Mac. But the matter of the fact is, you paid Brock like he's Joe Montana. He's your Joe Montana, and I believe this offseason, as soon as that hits, we got to get Purdy out of town, because I wouldn't want my starting quarterback to have to feel like he's looking over his shoulder because some in the fan base and media might think he's a better option. We've seen that happen in sports a million times, and I would understand it. And you go get you something from Mac.
Wow. And then who's going to be the backup?
A new version of Martinez or Allen, you go find you one.
Okay.
Because he found one with Mac.
Right.
And but Mac had 40, 50 starts.
Did he find one with Beathard?
Did he find one with Mullen? No, he
did. Did he find one with the other guy you just said?
Yeah, but yeah, he didn't. So I'll give you that. Whole point in all the premise, Donnie, is when healthy, and you specify that, but then you kind of jump off the boat. This is Brock's show when he's healthy. That's all
Guru,
I'm saying
it sounds,
to everybody.
Like, can I be honest with you? You're trying to convince yourself.
No.
Yes, you are. You're trying to convince yourself.
Ask me who's better, Brock or Mac Jones.
When you say there's see, I don't – you think Purdy's better. That's
no,
fine.
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't. If you listen to what I'm saying, you could turn – hey, under Kyle, this thing is close as hell.
Okay.
But one's getting paid way more than the other.
Doesn't matter.
And money talks. Charlie Sheen, Chris Tucker. And it's going to talk in this, so there's nothing going on here. I don't disagree with you saying Mac is playing better than Brock.
There's nothing going on here. What if I said to you, Guru, this is 9 years with Shanahan? What if I said this? It's been 9 years with Shanahan, and the quarterback position for 9 years has essentially been fluid.
Okay, I can't disagree with that, but what you're not saying is you think there's a scenario where Mac could surplant Brock Purdy, and that's just because of the money. This is your guy.
That same thing happened to Garoppolo. He got supplanted.
But he had so many failures.
Oh, injuries? Yeah, did he have injuries?
And bad
like Max having?
And bad plays.
Well,
Donnie,
how was Brock the last 17 regular season games? Kyle's not afraid to do anything.
I'm not saying he is. Just, you got a guy that took you to the Super Bowl in the two NFC championship games, and you just put a ring on his finger.
Okay.
That's a lot to say just chill.
So get healthy and we'll put you back in there.
And that may be this Sunday.
Yeah.
And I'm not telling you that the offense will be better. Like, I feel like I'm looking at a tie. I told you I love the strong arm. Mac does that. Mac, I'm just telling you, under Kyle, it's not that big of a discrepancy. I think that's what you're hung up on.
Well, I don't want to think. I don't want to trade one of them. Mm. Why would I trade Mac Jones when Brock Purdy has what everybody is saying? Oh, it's a tricky injury. I mean, we pay all the attention to Lorenzo Neal, who says, you know what? Every week he plays, then the following week is usually a problem. Well, then I get it. You just paid him.
Yeah.
But maybe we're worried about Brock's durability with a toe. Maybe we think this is more serious. Mm. Mac ain't going anywhere, I don't think.
Yeah, but don't paint me in the, and I'm not saying you are, in the club of, and I said this a month ago, Mac Jones is not as good of a quarterback as Brock Purdy under the tutelage of Kyle. Like, I know what I'm watching and what I prefer. A laser arm, a guy that could throw outside the hashes. Now, when you talk about mobility, that goes to Brock. But what I'm not going to hate on in regard to Brock Purdy is what he's taken this team to or where he has. And that's multiple NFC championship games. That's a Super Bowl. I didn't cry or throw water when he got his money. And that ain't even kicked in. So I'm smart enough and old enough to know that carries weight.
Like, you can like Brock Purdy and say, you know what? This version of Mac Jones probably could have gotten him to the Super Bowl too.
You hadn't asked me that, but I don't doubt that at all.
All right.
But it still don't change the facts. And the facts are, when healthy, or they deem him healthy, they put a ring on his finger.
Well, that's what you think. Mm. What if I said Brock was healthy this
now,
week?
Now, I hadn't heard you
Brock
say that.
Brock was healthy this week. Mm.
You kind of said it last week.
Against the Rams?
But when you say it like that, hey, look, that's what you think.
Let's put the rat on the tape.
Brought to you by Echo.
They're not bringing Brock Purdy back after he misses five games against the Los Angeles Rams, who might be the best team in football.
And Mac's beaten already.
And I'm sorry, when you're sitting with the Cardinals, the Panthers, the Browns, and the Titans. This is Kyle Shanahan, whether it's worked out by design or by happenstance. This is Kyle Shanahan saying, we're going to be able to give, when Brock comes back, he's got the safest, softest runway we could possibly give him.
Can you do that when Arizona's got a good defense? It didn't look like it yesterday, but you are not what Seattle is offensively with Mac or Brock.
Do you believe that? I believe that Mac Jones and or Brock Purdy will not be the difference in whether they go 11-6 or 8-9. Let's go to Mike in P-Town. What's up, Mike? How you doing?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey.
I was at the game yesterday and had a few things to say.
Talk to us.
I kind of agree to you about who gets the ball first. Normally, you want your defense out there because that sets the tone. But the way our defense is playing, we might want to go on the other way. And the other thing I want to say is, I kind of put this on Shanny. I was so pissed at his play calling yesterday, especially the fourth down calls. We had the ball of the fourth down. He decides to run it twice in a row when Mac Jones is throwing, 33 out of 38. He also lets the clock run out at the end of the second quarter. It must have been two minutes and 50 seconds left, and we had the two-minute timeout that was going to come at the end of the 2 minutes, but he decided not to, just let the clock run out at the end of the second half, which is unbelievable to me. We would have had the ball left with probably 3.5 minutes, or not 3.5 minutes, but at least 2.5 minutes. And the refs also gave us a hard time with the penalties. The one on Jennings was the third down in the game that was pass interference. We didn't get that. Also, the late hit. It cost us big on their defense. And then the late hit they missed on Juice. The refs were bad in that game. But I still think Shanahan, he's just not calling the right plays at the right time. And I'll take it off the air from there.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate the call.
I didn't have it in my notes, Donnie, but I didn't like that 4th-and-1 call to McCaffrey running wide.
That was
a bad play. I would have gave it to D-Rob up the middle because he was running like a bull. If I'm going to be Monday morning quarterback and talk
you're
about bad
calls.
You're not
going to run
calls.
Over Trent Williams in the game's biggest 4th-and-1?
How can you not
run behind the greatest lineman of all time?
That wasn't a quarterback sneak, maybe. But They called a penalty on Kittle, Stoney. He wasn't set. He was set. That was bad.
Yeah,
but it was offsetting.
They scored.
And they scored.
One.
And the Rams didn't, with that, commit a penalty all game.
That's, like, in a way, that tells me they didn't have to commit a penalty.
Like, I didn't see a bomb all day from Mac. You know, they didn't even test it. Like, go deep. Get a flag. Early on, as you're doing nothing and you turn the ball over where you only culminate 7 points in the first half, you got a dude that can throw it. I mean, watch the NFL. Even
was
if
33 for 39.
Yeah, I got you. I'm just saying.
300 plus.
Yeah, I'm trying to get greedy. I'm trying to score more than 7 in the first half.
Who? You have no deep threats on this team either. Who's your deep threat?
I mean, Jennings can run the route.
Jennings is not a deep threat.
Stoney, a deep threat is anybody you send on the route. I get what you're saying. There's no Jerry Rice, but stretch the D.
They can't.
Mm.
Who's going to stretch it?
Well, Pearsall, whenever he comes back.
Let's go to Durf. Mm. Durf in San Francisco. What's up, man?
What's going on, you guys?
Hey.
Guru, Stoney, love your show.
Hey, right.
But I definitely, Guru, I can't agree with you. You don't even sound confident saying that Mac Jones is better than Brock. So I'm going to start off with that. Secondly, I've been watching the game at home. I took my son to his first football game yesterday. So I really got a feel to see Mac Jones in person. And I'm going to tell you something. The deep threat, Stoney, you were just talking about, Robinson had about 4 plays where he was one-on-one with the cornerback. It gets ridiculous that they only go for the little 15-yard throwdowns. Check downs, that's Kyle Shanahan's play game. But Mac didn't even try it.
Mm.
At least try it. Guru, I agree with you. We got to at least try to throw the ball. It was matchups on the side.
Oh, man.
DeMarcus Robinson was wide open. If you guys run playbacks, do whatever you do. Just check out the one-on-one matchup that they had.
I know the
he
one play.
The cornerbacks deep, and he didn't.
Yeah, I know the one play you're talking about because Brady brought that
up.
I know the one play you're talking about for sure.
Yeah, but it was at least 3 of them. Now, I went to the game. I was sitting down. It was at least 3 of them where the cornerbacks, there was one, they were daring us to go for it, and we won't even try to give it to our guys. We can't say we don't have a deep threat. We have guys to go. I don't believe Jennings is a deep threat guy. He's more of a possession receiver. But DeMarcus Robinson wanted that ball, wanted those balls yesterday. And Mac Jones, you could just tell he does not look at it. He doesn't. And Brock, that's where Brock does that I feel like is better than Mac. Mac is a good quarterback. But Brock, he dares that. You know what I mean? He goes for it. Even though, yeah, he might throw an interception sometimes, but he won't just keep going down for the checkdowns, man. We're running McCaffrey like a dog. We got to give Robinson the ball a little more. Take McCaffrey out more than just one play and switching him out. They did better, and you can kind of see that Robinson was getting a good flow with the run. It seems like every time McCaffrey gets in that game, they're punishing that dude.
Man,
We lost you, Durf, but good call.
Yeah, and what you got? 8 left, right, Stoney? We talked about
7.
Say it again.
7.
Oh yeah, 7 left. And you just talk about McCaffrey, who's blown us all away with his durability. But there's nothing wrong, and I get it, man. He ain't took one to the house yet this year, McCaffrey. But I was just watching Robinson, like, it just looked different. And I felt like if I were a Ram defender, it's like, oh, Lord, I got to tackle this dude. And if you look at the box score, it wasn't much. But it is a fire, thunder, and lightning, just a different type of hit. But with that, you take the risk of not having McCaffrey out there. But sometimes it's bigger than McCaffrey. Now, as far as the deep shots, Brady did talk about that, Stoney. He was open. He had him. He didn't throw it. I mean, but we could do that all day, every day.
888-957-9570 is the number. Rams beat the Niners yesterday 42-26, and the Niners dropped to 6-4. If the playoffs were to start today, they wouldn't be in, but they still have action. Now, this team, I'm not going to try to convince you they're a Super Bowl contender, but they still have something to play for. They still have winnable games. And the bottom line is, at this point, there's really nothing else to do except try to get to 10 or 11 wins. You're not going to make a trade. You may get some guys back. Brock Purdy might play against the Arizona Cardinals. So, I mean, you still have things to play for. And I'm a firm believer, if you've got so many young guys on your defense, fine. Go get into the playoffs, and you know what? Get your hat handed to you. Mm. That's better than not making the playoffs. I'm sorry, it just is.
Especially when you're sitting at 6-3. But I'll say this:
especially when you have no expectations for this team, so that's the year to go to the playoffs and see what you can do.
But normally, teams like that, Steinie, when you have no expectations, you don't belong in the playoffs. You know what I mean? If there's no expectations defensively, then you probably won't get to that plateau. But like you said, and I'll never say this, but I'm going to say it now. If they got to the playoffs, it's almost like a miracle, and you want them to win. If they didn't, you still feel like the Niners were playing with house money. But let me read this to you from Chicago Jason in the chat. Throwing deep, the Rams' biggest play was 31 yards to a tight end. Stop it. But if you watch the Rams play week in, week out, they try to stretch the defense. And Stafford, with that cannon of an arm, can do that. So it's a threat, and you got to respect it. I just heard Brady say there was a receiver running open, and it happened to be Robinson, and Mac went somewhere else.
I mean, the Cardinals.
Gotcha.
You could win that game. Like Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans. You telling me with Brock Purdy you can't go 2-2?
I'm not.
So then you're 8-6, and then you're going to play the Colts. That's going to be a tough one. Then you got the Bears, and that'll be if you beat the Carolina Panthers and the Bears, you're probably going to the playoffs. If you can squeeze in another win against Tennessee or Cleveland.
Well, I'll tell you this. You were better defensively last time you played Arizona, and you barely won that game at home. So I know they got embarrassed by Seattle yesterday. I'm just focused on that one because it's a nightmare defensively for you because you can't generate pressure. And that was Kyler Murray, who can't pass a quarterback IQ test. Now you got Brissett, who's better at distributing the ball. So I get you on you saying it's going to come down maybe to Indy or Chicago, but Arizona's defense can play. Mm. They've shown that the last time. They should have beat you. They didn't. So I'm just saying to you and all Niner fans out there, and they probably agree, Arizona's not going to be easy, especially if it's Brock's first game back.
You don't know they're not going to be easy. They may have given up on the season. The bottom line is their next four opponents have a combined record of 11-32. All right? So the way I look at it is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you can't win two out of the next four, then we know this team had no chance from the minute that they started suffering injuries. If you're telling me you can win two of the next four games, and hell, you might be able to win more than that. Doesn't necessarily mean you're a good team, but it'll put you in the mix. Mm. Let's go. All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers get beat by the LA Rams yesterday, 42-26. But it does sound like Brock Purdy's got a shot to play against the Arizona Cardinals. And the 49ers are still 6-4. They're still 6-4. And this is the stretch that I pointed to at the beginning of the season where if they're any good, they should be able to make some noise right now. The question is, are they healthy enough to do it? 888-957-9570 is the number. That segment was sponsored. Let me see. That 1142. That segment was sponsored by the Los Altos Village Association.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.